the latest in college esports from the students that play.
Go behind the scenes at the schools that game.
The only place where esports are
on campus.
Hey guys, welcome to Checkpoint XP on campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports. And I know you're wondering, like, there's a weird microphone over here. I'm in a t-shirt. You know, things are very strange right now. And obviously, along with everything else in our society, Checkpoint XP on campus has absolutely been affected by the coronavirus, the COVID-19 virus. And so we're having to do a little bit of changing and a little bit of shifting as we move forward. So before we get into any of the news from this week, I just wanted to lay out kind of what's going on and how the show is going to look a little bit pretty much for here to the rest of the semester. Right now, we're working remotely, even though we're able to do as much as we can with the setup. It is going to look a little different. It's going to sound a little different. So I just apologize beforehand about the sound quality that I know you guys are absolutely used to, as well as the visual product. However, the biggest change for Checkpoint XP on campus is I know you guys are used to us doing the show alongside University of Nevada, Las Vegas, UNLV, in their studio out there. Well, last week, UNLV was told that they are going to be shifting their entire school to online classes only to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. And so they're going to be remote as well. So for this week, the show is pretty much just going to be me. But moving forward, we're exploring every avenue possible to be able to get UNLV involved, back involved in the show. So we're working day and night trying to figure that out and make sure that we can get those guys back on camera and back talking about college esports, which they love and which I know you guys love. So those are really the big main things that we're going to be talking about. And also, there's going to be sort of a heavy lean into certain competitions. As you know, certain college tourneys and certain college competitions have pretty much halted. They've been postponed or canceled outright. So we will be talking a lot about CSL. CSL is currently still going on because they already were doing online competition. So we'll be focusing a lot on that, as well as some of the ancillary news around competitions and where they have actually canceled or maybe resumed. So we want to make sure that we bring you all of that information as well. So again, we're really trying to be vigilant in terms of bringing the best quality show that we can to you guys, as well as, you know, trying to maintain the same standard of content that we always bring to you guys as well. And just a quick update on everything else Checkpoint XP. The Checkpoint radio show, the Checkpoint XP radio show, is still going out. We're still doing that. We're still going to be doing all of our shows that you're used to. The format may change a little bit, but there will be content constantly coming from Checkpoint XP. And also remember that you could go to our website, checkpointxp.com, for all of the updates. We're going to be updating you not just on results, but also who's resuming play and when. So with that said, we are going to be coming back with the show proper with more Checkpoint XP on campus coming up right now.
Hey, what's up? It's James.
And Robbie.
Hey, and it's Weird Beard.
And we're bringing you a brand new radio show called Checkpoint XP.
You don't have to be an expert, even though I am, and we're here to give you everything you need to know about the world of video games.
Interviews from the biggest professionals and your everyday gamers, we've got you covered at Checkpoint XP.
Whether you're a professional player or somebody who hasn't played in a while, we have something for everybody.
Hang out with us at Checkpoint XP every single week on your radio.
Find out where we're playing in your hometown at our website, checkpointxp.com.
So if you're looking to have some fun and talk about video games,
we got the rundowns for things that matter to you.
Checkpoint XP.
Your home for esports and gaming.
Got it that time.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on Campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports. Your host, Norris Howard, here. We do have some esports to actually talk about. The Collegiate Star League is still going on. They were already doing online matches mostly, so not much about these tournaments had to actually shift, but games have been slow going as campuses react differently to the coronavirus. Now, we know that they have sort of postponed all of their Smash events because many of those were LAN, but the online events have continued. So we want to give a quick update on the CSL playoff picture as they barrel towards those grand finals coming up next month. Now, the League of Legends tournament is still going on. There's a lot of games left to be played in that tournament, but Delaware is currently locked into the top bracket. They're the only school currently, as of recording, that is locked into the top spot. They will be moving on to the final weekend of competition, but you got the Texas Longhorns B team. They're in the lower bracket. That's the team that you guys should be keeping your eyes on to move out of that lower bracket and maybe make some noise and get into the final weekend. Now moving to CSGO. CSGO and Collegiate Star League is absolutely bananas, and there's a lot of top teams that have found themselves in the lower bracket, and mostly because of University of California, Santa Cruz. They were able to knock out and get this. Robert Morris, Virginia Commonwealth, and York University all came up against Santa Cruz and lost. So Santa Cruz is looking like one of the top favorites right now in CSGO, and they've been able to pull off a ton of big wins against really, really good teams. Also, we have a team like Illinois. Illinois was able to run away with a lot of their matches, and they are also making a run at that final spot of the top bracket. Now, University of Central Florida is also a team that is making a lot of noise and surprising quite a few folks that they're even there. But if you had to watch a couple teams out of that lower bracket, you're going to want to look at Virginia Commonwealth as well as York University. They were knocked down into that lower bracket by Santa Cruz, but they are still some of the top-ranked CSGO teams in the country, in North America, and they are going to be some teams for you to watch. Now, moving over to Dota 2. Dota 2 is our most complete bracket in terms of CSL. The top bracket is already solidified as University of Toronto and University of Illinois Chicago are both locked in for that final bracket. They've made it to the final weekend, and both teams have yet to drop a single game in their run-up to the grand finals weekend. So you guys got to watch out for those two teams because somebody's got to lose. Both of them can't make it through, and that's going to be a really, really interesting setup. Lastly, we want to throw it over to Rocket League, and at this point, it's University of Michigan's Arbor Esports to lose. Between Arbor Esports and Mizzou Esports coming out of Missouri, those are sort of the two big teams in Collegiate Rocket League that are not just making the most noise, but they're also running away with games fairly handedly. So that's the very, very, very basic layout for the CSL playoffs moving forward. We'll have more information as it comes through, so make sure you guys stay glued to all of our social medias, and we are going to make sure that you guys get the most up-to-date information about the Collegiate Star League results and who's going to make it through to the final weekend. So make sure you guys stay tuned in, and definitely in CSGO, check out that Illinois team, because I was very, very pleased with their performance over the past few games. So they're one of my personal favorites, so watch out for them. So that's going to be it for the sort of very basic rundown of the CSL playoffs. There's going to be more information coming out as play continues. There's going to be matches taking place between this time recording and the time we air. So there's going to be some results that come through that we couldn't necessarily talk about here today. So make sure you guys stay glued to cstarleague.com, that's the CSL website, as well as their social media and ours. We're going to try to report as much as we can about the Collegiate Star League results, and also check out that University of Illinois team in CSGO. They've been able to do some really amazing things over the past few matches, and I've enjoyed watching their matches quite a bit. But coming up, even though this coronavirus thing has taken over the headlines, it is still Women's History Month. So we want to make sure that we're doing our due diligence. And Diane was able to talk to a few of her cohorts, a few of her classmates out at UNLV about what Women's History Month means to gamers. What are some of their favorite female game characters? That was way back when we were able to still talk to other human beings and before we were ordered to retreat to our quarantine bunkers. That and much more coming up on this week's Checkpoint XP on campus.
It's Women's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Month. So today, we would like to ask the gamers of UNLV who their favorite female video game character is and why. Let's go. Joining me now is Lauren. So tell me, who is your favorite female video game character and why?
I'd have to say Kitana from Mortal Kombat because she's just a badass in every way.
Probably would have to be Asuka from Tekken 7.
And why is that?
I don't know, she personally reminds me a lot of my mom, and my mom inspires me a lot to do a lot of things, and I just always look up to her, you know?
My favorite female video game character is Isabel from Animal Crossing. She's a hard worker, she supports her people, and she supports the foreigner that comes into her town.
My favorite female video game character is Widowmaker from Overwatch because I just love her character design and I love her attitude. I kind of like the evilness to her. She's so cool to me. And I love the sniper too. So yeah.
Probably be June Kazama from Tekken 2 because she was a mom to one of the greatest fighting characters, and then she said bye. And no one knows why, and that's why they kept going on with Tekken. And she's a good mom.
So my favorite video game character, or female video game character, is actually Zelda from Super Smash Bros. Melee. And it's because she can change from, like, being this, like, princess character to, like, being a character where she can, like, fight for herself. She can be, like, Sheik. And so, like, I guess as, like, a female video game character, it's, like, good to have characters that can not just be like Princess Peach where they're like, oh, I need to be saved all the time. Like, they can fight for themselves. So that's pretty cool.
Happy Women's History Month.
Happy Women's History Month.
Happy Women's History Month. You're watching Checkpoint XP on campus.
You're watching Checkpoint XP on campus.
You're watching Checkpoint XP on campus. Thanks to the students at UNLV for sharing your favorite female video game characters. On behalf of Checkpoint XP on campus, Happy Women's History Month, everyone!
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports. And we know that there's been a lot of developments going on with a lot of esports in terms of postponements and cancellations, and collegiate League of Legends is no different. Before they were able to continue with play, the announcement was made that they would be postponing all matches for the foreseeable future, even though the LCS is due to return starting next week. So there will be pro League of Legends play, but we are unsure if there's going to be a continuation of collegiate League of Legends, at least this official Riot-sanctioned tournament. But before that announcement came out, they released their new rules for the year of 2020, and let me tell you guys, it made noise. It made a lot of noise, specifically in the high school and college esports realms. So we're going to talk a little bit about what those rules were and how they might affect a little bit of the community that League of Legends has set up at the amateur level. So some of those rules here read off, and this was first announced in a post from Riot Scholastic Association of America's head of college esports, that's Michael Sherman. He pushed this out in a tweet. And those rules that specifically deal with college esports are as such, within the rules, competitions have to begin and end within 14 days. So if you are not the official sanctioned Riot Collegiate League of Legends League, you have to start and finish within 14 days. That effectively ends every semester-long tournament that is not run by Riot. Everyone, if they don't finish within 2 weeks, you cannot run that tournament. And so we talked earlier about CSL. As it stands right now, if there are no changes made to these rules, a group like CSL or DreamHack or anybody like that could not run the tournament the way they are running, where they stretch the season out throughout the semester. That will be impossible moving forward. Also, no more than 16 schools can participate in a non-Riot sanctioned tournament. So again, that is also limiting the ability for a lot of these other organizations to run larger tournaments. With 16 teams, you would not be able to run, you know, a massive 64-32 team bracket for a tournament, nor would you be able to run a season-long tournament even within a conference like the Big Ten or Big 12 or something like that, because even though it's 10 and 12, a lot of these major conferences have more than 16 or more than 12 or more than 16 schools. So that also hampers and hinders the ability for third parties to be able to run these tournaments. Next up, we have competitions cannot be sanctioned by an esports quote unquote governing body. Now, that one is a little vague. We don't necessarily know what Riot considers to be a governing body, but we do know that probably could be, you know, ballooned to any third party organization, or it can be as narrow as, you know, NACE or the NCAA, if they would have chose to get involved in esports, or maybe even CSL or DreamHack, if those are considered esports governing bodies. So that again throws another layer of complexity into this thing, as to, you know, Riot not wanting these third parties to have these tournaments. Also, and here's where it starts to get really sort of legalese, if you will, the competitions that are put on by these third parties cannot include the words varsity, season, championship, postseason, league, or playoffs. So essentially, the only thing you could run is invitational. As a matter of fact, they've mandated that as well. It must be called an invitational. So you can't run it longer than 2 weeks. You have to call it an invitational. You can't have more than 16 teams, and you basically can't call it a season or a bracket or a playoff or whatever. That limits the ability for third parties to be able to run tournaments severely. And also earlier in these rules, it says that prize pools for collegiate and amateur competitions must be limited at $10,000. The entire prize pool must be limited at $10,000. So you're already talking about a game in League of Legends that people have been asking this question of, where does the North American talent come from? Where is the talent pipeline? How do we funnel kids from elementary and middle and high school into sort of these academy systems or even the college system to be able to create more players for League of Legends? And I think with rules like this, it makes it incredibly complicated and really hard for third parties to be able to do that. And you're going to need third parties to do that, to grow the community and get people involved, because not everybody is either, one, going to be good enough, or two, have the motivation enough to try out for their high school or college team. But they may know that they're good enough to beat up on some scrubs and win a couple hundred bucks. So I think this really, really makes things a little complicated. And also, it does look like it's a consolidation of of resources, if you will. And this is something that doesn't happen in traditional sports because no one owns basketball. No one owns baseball. But Riot owns League of Legends, and they can do whatever they want with the game. So they would be able to pull in and make all these rules and make it very difficult for people to be able to put out certain tournaments. So with that said, we also reach out to Riot Games for a comment. They did not return our request for comment. Usually I take that a certain way, but with everything going on, I think everybody is given a little leeway in terms of getting comment from a lot of companies. So that's that for the new rules for Riot's collegiate system. We're going to be tracking and following this. Michael Sherman did put out that they listened to the feedback from everybody on Twitter and on social media that they may be going back and rethinking some of these rules. So let's hope that they are, and let's hope that we see another development, you know, at least by the fall when the new semester begins, and hopefully coronavirus has not turned into the T virus and we're all zombies by then. But we're going to have more coming up on Checkpoint XP on campus. We're going to be talking to John Schneck of Aquinas College. He's a support player in League of Legends for Aquinas. So we're going to have an interview with him coming up on Checkpoint XP on campus.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey guys, I'm Jake.
And I'm Robbie Landis.
And we're the hosts of The Owl's Nest, giving you that high-level perspective of the Overwatch League, checking out the news every single week.
That's right. You can find us every Friday at CheckpointXP.com and over our YouTube. You can also find an audio version on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, your number one resource for esports at the college level. And listen, we know a lot of people are under self-quarantine, you're chilling at the crib. Make sure you check out our awesome backlog of episodes and shows. You could go to our YouTube, that's youtube.com/checkpointxp, and you can also check us out on Twitch at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. You can see all of our content, all of our stuff, and head over to our website, checkpointxp.com, where you'll be able to check out all of our podcasts, and you can hit that store, because you're not spending money on lunch and coffee, you might as well pick up some dope merch. So head on over to checkpointxp.com and check that out. But we're going to have a sit down, and this is an audio interview with John Schneck of Aquinas College. He is a support player for their League of Legends team. And I got a chance to talk to him a little bit about what his experience was like as a college esports player. Here's that conversation. Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus. Your host, Norris Howard, here. We have a very special guest in the studio, John Schneck. He's a esports player for Aquinas College, was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. John, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and so, you know, we see the college esports scene continues to grow. Aquinas is one of the forerunners in the state of Michigan when it comes to esports. And, you know, the program is really, really, really robust, has a lot of offerings. What's been your experience so far at Aquinas?
It's mostly just been positive experiences so far, just people getting used to how college works, how esports works together with it. And it's basically just been like this building experience, helping everybody out, making sure that we can be the best that we can be.
Awesome, awesome. And for those that don't know, what game do you play and your position?
I play League of Legends, and my role is basically, on the team, it's mixed roles right now. I've been mostly been playing support and some top lane, but recently I've been playing jungle for them.
Awesome, awesome. And so when we're talking about the level of competition at the collegiate scene, obviously you have your normal ladders on a game like League of Legends. But when you're going up against other schools or you're scrimming against your teammates or other players, around where does everybody usually fall? Are we talking about everybody's in Challenger, Master, Diamond, 1-2? Where does everybody usually fall?
Mostly everybody's in Diamond, I would say. Usually mid-Diamond to like high Plat, I would say.
Okay. So, in your opinion, when you're talking about playing for a collegiate team, you know, with the structure and the back end and all that stuff, how different has that been from, you know, just trying to really play and climb that ladder on your own? Have you found it to be a much more sort of holistic experience, or, you know, have you found it to just kind of make things take a little longer?
I think some things do take a lot longer when on a team. Like, for example, I think of some basic concepts for myself to be really easy, but for a team it could be really hard, such as vision, putting it down, where to go as a team. It's a lot harder when some people on the team don't really know all this stuff, and you have to work as a team to basically build off that experience.
Yeah, and you play support in League of Legends, which is a really important position. I play AD carry myself, so if my support is not on point, I'm upset. What is it like creating sort of that partnership in lane, essentially with a new teammate?
That partnership usually means a lot. It should be like an out of game, should be bonding together, should be in a game bonding together. A lot of connections between the person as well. They should know what you're doing, and you should also know what they're doing at the same time.
Yeah, and that's very interesting, because we don't hear a lot about that in terms of esports. We hear a lot about the team spending time together in terms of practice, and we hear a lot about the travel and stuff like that, but we don't hear a lot about bonding with your teammates while not playing the game. You know, just how important is that to a team structure?
I think it's important to get along with the people that you are being like playing on the team with. It's a lot more, you can say it's a lot more fun to play with people like friends, not just teammates. So it's a lot better to get to know them, get to have fun with them at the same time while practicing.
Awesome. You're listening to Checkpoint XP on Campus. We're talking to John Schneck. He is a support player, really a everywhere player for the League of Legends team at Aquinas College in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And so I want to sort of ask a more overall question about League of Legends just in general. We know that there's a lot of support from League of Legends for the college scene, but do you think that they could be doing a lot better in terms of making everything clear for not just you guys, but also spectators?
I think, yes, everything can be a lot more clear. In the first year, it's not going to be always as clear. They're trying to build everything, trying to make sure all their esports programs are also doing really well. It's not going to be as clear in the first year, but I think overall it can be a lot more clear, and even next year could be like even better than it is today.
Yeah. And so as Aquinas, who are you guys viewing as sort of your number one rivals right now? If you had to pick one, who would you say is the team that you just really enjoy beating, or would really enjoy beating?
Right now, it's like, for me, it's a mix between like Davenport University and Lords. We just beat Lords yesterday 2-0. Pretty convincingly, I'd say. So it's pretty nice to actually beat them.
Awesome. And so what sort of advice would you have to maybe a high school junior or senior that wants to go to a school for esports, that wants to participate in this sort of growing area? What advice would you have for them if they want to get into it?
I would say keep practicing, make sure your grades are good enough to get into college, and then make sure, like, I'd put even a montage of yourself, like of your highlights and everything, send that to the college and make them more impressed and make them want to actually pick you up.
Yeah, and would you say like they need to be, you know, at least high plat or, you know, diamond to really even be considered?
I would think so. I think like pretty decent rank, like plat and up, usually gets in a college's attention. Like, even for a B team for a college, like Aquinas might have a B team next year, and it would actually make them impressed, be like, hey, we'll pick you up for a B team so that we can help you like scrim our A team and just get that practice in together.
Okay, and just one last question. If there was one thing about college League of Legends, or really college esports in general, that you think they could improve on, what would it be?
It would be just, I mean, making things more clear would be a lot better to everybody. Like, tell us what happened to some people. Like, make everything a little bit more clear, like what leagues we might be in, what, like how much we could get and how much we are actually like getting, like see that difference a little bit.
So like scholarships and scheduling and conference building and stuff like that.
Yeah, like these little conferences, like one-on-ones with our own coach, like director and coach, like that would be really helpful.
Awesome, awesome. John Schneck, he is a mostly a support player for Aquinas College in League of Legends. Thank you so much for coming down and visiting us, and I hope you enjoyed your time here. I hope you enjoyed our studio, and thank you very much for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We're going to have more coming up on Checkpoint XP on campus, so make sure you guys stick around.
We want to thank John for joining us on the show, and you know, if you want to find out more about him, you can go to Aquinas College's esports website where they'll have all the information. They also have a YouTube page and a Twitch, twitch.tv/Aquinas College, if I'm not mistaken, where you can catch out all of their games. Now, that's going to be it for this episode of Checkpoint XP on Campus. I really, really hope you guys are out there being safe. I still want to thank everybody out at UNLV for helping the show become what it is and helping grow it. And I also want to thank Weird Beer, who has been so gracious as to lend us his not just editing expertise, but also his physical space to allow us to continue to do the show. So we thank you for that as well. That's going to be it for this week. We're going to be back next week with more Checkpoint XP on campus and hopefully with some folks from UNLV. That's going to be my goal for next week. So we hope and demand that you all return for next week's Checkpoint XP on campus. Stay healthy and wash your damn hands.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.